So the now Mahishasura's army has been destroyed. Mahishasura Vadaha is the topic. Tasya khadgo bhujam prapya papala nripanandana tato jagraha shulam sa kopa dharnalochanaha. Now next. Chikshepachatatastattu bhadrakalya mahasuraha jajvalyamanam tejobhi ravi bimbamivambarat. Chikshepachatatastattu bhadrakalya mahasuraha jajvalyamanam tejobhi ravi bimbamivambarat. Now chikshepacha tataha tattu. Therefore tataha first, tataha thereafter, pirahu. Because we saw the last class that demon angry took him, you know, he took his shulam. Now we are going to see tataha thereafter. Mahasuraha, that big, great demon, big demon. Ambarat. Ravi Bimba Ivambarat. Last word is Ambarat. Ambaram means space, sky. Ambarat means from the sky. Or you can say, it literally means from the sky. You can say in the sky, Ambarat. Tejo bihi. Tejas means light. But here Tejo bihi means with the rays of light. Tejo bihi with the rays of light. Jajvalyamanam. See, Jajvalyate shines. Jajvalyamanam shining. Ravi bimbam iva. See, iva like Ravi bimbaha means at the reflection of the sun. Ravi bimbam iva. Or you can say, like the sun. That's all. Tat means that shulam. We just mentioned in the earlier words. Tat means that shulam. Badrakalya means on Devi. Chikshepa means kshiptavan. Kshipati. Throws. Kshipati throws. Akshipat through. Kshiptavan through. And Chikshepa had thrown. The demon had thrown on Devi. Devi in male. Bhadrakalyam. Locative case. The demon had thrown on Devi that shulam, which was like the sun. Ravi bimbam iva. Which was like the sun. Which was shining like the sun, with the rays of light in the sky. So what is the complete meaning you get? That demon had thrown a shulam which was shining like the sun in the sky with its arrows. Is it clear? I'll repeat again. Tataha Mahasuraha Ambarat Tejobihi Jajvalyamanam Ravibimbam Iva Tatu Tu Badrakalyam Chikshepa Cha. Tataha, what does it mean? Thereafter, that great demon threw upon Devi an arrow, threw upon Devi the shulam, which was shining like the sun with rays of light in the sky. Is it clear? Tamil solra. Piragu anda periya asuran aakashathile ஒளிக்கிரணங்களால் ஜொலிக்கின்ற ஒளிக்கிரணங்களோடு ஜொலிக்கின்ற சூரியனை போலிருக்கும் சூலாயுதத்தை அந்த சூலத்தை பத்ரகாளியின் மீது எரிந்தான். ததஹ தத் சூலம் தத் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு சூலம் மகாசுரஹா பத்ரகாளியா தேஜ் அம்பராத்து தேஜோபிஹி ஜாஜ்வல்யமானம் ரபிம்பமிவ சூலம் பத்ரகாலியாம் சிக்ஷேபா. Sometimes the verses won't be completely, it won't be the same. You have to adjust the meanings. Next. திருஷ்ட்வா ததாபத சூலம் தேவி சூலமமுஞ்சத திருஷ்ட்வா ததாபத சூலம் தேவி சூலமமுஞ்சத தேன தச்சததானீட்டம் சூலம் சச்ச மகாசுரஹ. கரெக்ட்.
தச்சூலம் சததாதேன.
தச்சூலம் சததாதேன நீதம் சச்ச மகாசுரஹ. கரெக்ட். திருஷ்ட்வா ததாபதச்சூலம் தேவி சூலமமுஞ்சத. தட் இஸ் கரெக்ட். நவ் ததாபதச் பிரேக் இட் ஆபதத் சூலம் ஆபதத் சூலம் ஆபததி மீன்ஸ் விச் ஃபால்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் அபவ் ஃபால்ஸ் ஆபததி ஃபால்ஸ் ஆபதத் சூலம் மீன்ஸ் த சூலம் விச் வாஸ் ஃபாலிங் த சூலம் தி ட்ரைடன்ட் விச் வாஸ் ஃபாலிங் ஆபதத் தத் சூலம் திருஷ்ட்வா seeing the trident which was falling tat shulam tat apatat aptat apatat shulam drishtva vilihindra anda shulatai paarthu apatat tat shulam drishtva seeing that trident falling தேவி சூலம் அமுஞ்சத. So the demon was sending சூலம் against தேவி. So seeing that சூலம் falling on her, okay, தத் ஆபதத் சூலம் திருஷ்ட்வா. Seeing that சூலம் falling, தேவி, what should do? சூலம் அமுஞ்சத. She also released her Shulam. She saw the demon's Shulam falling on her and she also released her Shulam, her trident. Aapatat tat Shulam drishtva vilhindra anda Shulatte paarthu deviyum Shulatte erindhaal. Devi Shulam amunchata. Devi also released the Shulam. Devi also threw the Shulam. தேன தத் சூலம் சததா நீதம் தேன பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் தச்சூலம் சததா நீதம் நீதம் சச்ச மகாசுரஹ. தச்சூலம் சததா தேனம் நீதம் தென் தட் That shulam, when Devi threw her shulam, his shulam was broken into 100 pieces. Shatadha neetam, it was it was made into hundreds of pieces. It was taken to hundreds of pieces. Means what? It was broken into hundreds of pieces. Tachulam shatadha neetam. That trident of the demon was made into hundreds of pieces by Devi. So Devi seeing his shulam falling on her, she released her shulam. And that went and hit. Drishtva tadapata chulam Devi shulam amunchata. Tachulam shatadhatena neetam sacha mahasuraha. Similarly, not only that his shulam was made into 100 pieces, so also the demon saha mahasuraha cha shatadha neetaha, he was also made into hundreds of pieces. His shulam trident was made into hundreds of pieces. He was also made into hundreds of pieces. Avanum avvidame sayyappattan. He was also such a mahasuraha. Tachulam shatadhatena neetam such a mahasuraha. So Devi sent her shulam, and Devi shulam broke that his shulam into 100 pieces, also him. Okay. Cha saha mahasuraha. I'm going next verse. Hate tasmin mahavirye mahishasya chamupato. Hate tasmin mahavirye mahishasya chamupato. Ajagama gajarodhas chamarastri dashardhanaha. Hate tasmin mahavirye mahishasya chamupatau. Correct? Okay. Hate tasmin mahavirye mahishasya chamupatau. Ajagama gajarodhas chamarastri dashardhanaha. Okay, now the Chikshuraha died. Okay, he was killed. Now next. Hate tasmin mahavirye. Look at this. Sati Saptami has come. Hate tasmin mahavirye. Tasmin mahavirye hate. He was a mahavirya. That demon was a mahavirya. The man of great strength. Tasmin mahavirye hate. Avan kolla patta podu. When that demon of great strength was killed, when that demon of great strength was killed. Tasmin mahavirye hate. Tasmin mahavirye hate. Tasmin mahavirye hate. Hate tasmin mahavirye. What does it mean? Anda perum balashaliyana arakkan kollapatta podu. That chick known as the Chikshura. Okay, the Chikshura was killed. So, tasmin mahavirye hate, when that demon was killed, mahishasya chamupatau. And who was he? Chamupatihi. See, please make it a note. Chamu. Chamu means army. You will learn so many words. This you came across in Bhagavad Gita also. Chamu means army. Chamu patihi, army leader. Okay, commander in charge is called Chamu patihi. Senanihi, senanayakaha. Like that, one more word is Chamu patihi. And the locative case Chamu patihi is what? Chamu patau. Yedad vetumena, Chamu patau. Now, who is the, he's the army leader of whose army leader? Mahishasya. He is the army leader of Mahishasra. So Mahi, therefore, the first line has only the Sati Saptami sentence. தஸ்மின் மகாவீரியே சமூபதௌ ஹதே, தஸ்மின் மகாவீரியே சமூபதௌ ஹதே, தஸ்மின் மகாவீரியே மகிஷஸ்ய சமூபதௌ ஹதே. When that demon of great strength, the army leader of Mahishasura, was killed, தஸ்மின் மகாவீரியே மகிஷஸ்ய சமூபதௌ ஹதே, மகிஷஸ்ய சமூபதௌ ஹதே. மகிஷாசுரனுடைய சேனை தலைவனாகிய அப்பெரிய பலசாலியான அரக்கன் கொல்லப்பட்ட போது, சத்தி சப்தமி யூசேஜ், தஸ்மின் மகாவீரியே மகிஷஸ்ய சமூபதௌ ஹதே, வாட் ஹேப்பன்ட், மீன்ஸ் த கிங். Tridashardhanaha means king. Okay, the king Chamara came. The enemy of the troubler of the devas. Tridashaha means deva. Please make note. Tridashaha means deva. Ardhanaha means one who harasses. Tridashardhanaha means தேவர்களை துன்புறுத்துகின்றவன். த்ரிதசார்தனஹா மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ காசஸ் அஃப்ளிக்ஷன் டு தேவாஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் த்ரிதசார்தனஹா. த்ரிதசஹா மீன்ஸ் சுரஹா தேவஹா. த்ரிதசஹா மீன்ஸ் தேவஹா. த்ரிதசான் தேவான் அர்த்தயதி இதி த்ரிதசார்தனஹா. தேவர்களை துன்புறுத்துகின்றவன் த்ரிதசார்தனஹ. தட் சாமரஹ த்ரிதசார்தனஹ, தி ஒன் ஹூ காஸ் அஃப்ளிக்ஷன் டு தி தேவாஸ், ஹீ ஹட் கம். ஹவு? கஜாரூடஹ, ஹி கேம் அஸ் த ஒன் ஆன் எலிஃபண்ட். கஜாரூடஹ மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ஹஸ் கிளைம்ட் ஆன் டு தி climbed on the elephant is called gajarodaha. Yanai med eriyavanaha chamaran asurargalai thunburthugindra chamaran yanaiyil mel eriyavanaga vandan. So there came chamaraha seated on elephant, the afflicter of devas. Tridashardhanaha த்ரிதசார்தனஹா சாமரஹா கஜாரூடஹா தத்ர ஆஜகாம. சாமரா கேம், ஹி கேம் சிட்டிங் ஆன் எலிஃபென்ட் அண்ட் ஹி இஸ் த ஒன் நோன் அஸ் த்ரிதசார்தனஹா, ஒன் ஹூ காசஸ் அஃப்ளிக்ஷன், த ட்ரபுலர் ஆஃப் தேவாஸ். வென் டிட் ஹி கம்? வென் தட் மகிஷாஸ் ஆர்மி லீடர் சிக்ஷுரஹா வாஸ் கில்ட், great leader was killed. Tasminne mahavirye cha mahishas chamupatau hate gajarudaha tridashardhanaha chamaraha ajagama. Next, sopi shaktim mumochatha, sopi shaktim mumochatha devyastamambika drutam. ஹுங்காராபிஹதாம்பூமௌ பாதயாமாஸ நிஷ்ப்ரபாம். Now, சக அபி, சோபி அவனும், saha avan sopi avanum, he also saha api sopi. Who chamaraha, who is chamaraha, who came tridashardhanaha, and then he was a gajarodaha. That chamara also saha api shaktim mumocha, he also released his missile. Shaktim, shaktihi is a missile, okay, powerful missile. He also released his missile. Shaktim mumocha, mumocha muktavan. Shaktim mumocha, he also released his weapon known as shakti. Then atha, then devyaha, yatam ambikam prati, ataha atha, then saha api sopi devyaha shaktim mumocha. So he also released his missile against Devi. Devyaha means what? Devim prati, against Devi he also sent his missile. What happened? Ambika Devi drutam, drutam is what? Quickly, very quickly, very quickly, drutam tam nishprabham bhumau patayamasa. Devi made that missile powerless. Nishprabha. Nishprabha means powerless. Devi pulled that. So Devi felled that missile on the floor, making it powerless. Nishprabham bhumau patayamasa. Devi felled that weapon, felled that missile on the floor, making it powerless. Nishprabham bhumau patayamasa. How drutam, quickly, tam, that missile, tam shaktim, who ambika. So ambika devi, tam means here Devi, who's known as Ambika there, and she felt that weapon, missile of demon, very quickly on the floor, making it powerless. So Shakti ilan illamal seriyappattadaga, oli ilandadaga, and the asuranudaya Shakti Ayudhatai Devi Bhumiyil Vilachcheidhal Bhumau Patayamasa. Sopi Shaktim Mumochatha Devyastamambika Drutam Hunkarabhihatam Bhumau Patayamasa Nishprabham. Then Hunkara Abhihata. See, now this is called hunkara, okay? When he says, hunkara abhihata means what? Devi making this noise. Now when she was fighting in the battlefield, like this, like that, hunkara. Hunkara abhihata. Hunkarena abhihata. Abhihatam tam. Devi, just by her hunkara, destroying it and felled it on the floor, powerless. Atha, then, sopi, sahapi, devyaha, devim prati, Shakti Mumocha. He also, this Chamara also released his weapon, missile against Devi. Then Ambika Devi quickly destroying that. She destroyed that missile, saying by her, the noise, making the noise, she felled it on the floor, making it powerless. Atha sahapi devyaha shakti mumocha. Ambika drutam tam ஹுங்காராபிஹதாம், ஹுங்காரேன அபிஹதாம், ஹுங்காராபிஹதாம் நிஷ்பிரபாம் பூமௌ பாத்தயாமாச. சி பிரபா மீன்ஸ் எஃபல்ஜென்ஸ், பவர்ஃபுல். நிஷ்பிரபா பவர்லெஸ். சோ தேவி மேக்கிங் ஹிஸ் சுலம் பவர்லெஸ், ஷி ஃபெல்ட் இட் ஆன் தி ஃப்ளோர். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஷி டிஸ்ட்ராய்ட் இட் ஜஸ்ட் பை மேக்கிங் த நாய்ஸ். Got it? Sopi shaktim mumochatha devyastam ambika drutam. Drutam is an indeclinable word which means quickly. Sopi shaktim mumochatha devyastam ambika drutam hunkarabhihatam bhoomo patayamasa nishprabham. பக்னாம் சக்திம் நிபதிதாம், பக்னாம் சக்திம் நிபதிதாம் த்ருஷ்ட்வா க்ரோத சமன்விதஹ. பக்னாம் சக்திம் நிபதிதாம் த்ருஷ்ட்வா க்ரோத சமன்விதஹ சிக்ஷேப சாமரஷூலம், சிக்ஷேப சாமரஷூலம் பாணைஸ்ததபி சாட்சினத், பாணைஸ்ததபி சாட்சினத். பக்னாம் சக்திம் நிபதிதாம் த்ருஷ்ட்வா க்ரோத சமன்விதஹ சிக்ஷேப சாமரஷூலம் பாணைஸ்ததபி சாட்சினத். So Devi sent his her missile and he sent his missile like that. Now Chamara, Chikshara is over, now Chamara is there, and Devi already made him powerless, made his missile powerless. Now, Bhagnam Shaktim Nipatitam Drishtva Krodha Samanvitaha Chikshepa Chamara Shulam Vanai Sadapisa Chinat. This Chamara, the demon's name is Chamara. This Chamara, what he did, he got very angry. Krodha samanvitaha, ended with the anger. Krodha samanvitaha, kopam udayavanaha. Chamaraha, krodha samanvitaha. As the one ended with the anger, or with the anger. Krodha, anger, samanvitaha, ended with. Chamaraha, krodha samanvitaha, kopattai udayavan, udayavanahya, Chamaran. Drishtva nipatitam bhagdam shaktim, having seen his missile fallen on the floor broken. Okay, drishtva, having seen nilathile veetappatta murikkappatta thannudaiya aayudhathai paarthu kopapadindavan. Devi, having seen drishtva bhagnam nipatitam shaktim, having seen the broken missile felled on the floor, very angry, krodhasaman vitaha, being angry, again he sent, released another arrow, another missile to against Devi. Shul banaihi shulam chikshepa. So he sent his, released his missiles against Devi's shulam, Devi's trident. Banaihi, banaihi shulam chikshepa.
What is the meaning of bhagnam, Swami?
Bhagna, participle, broken.
Oh.
See, bhagnam nipatitam shaktim drishtva murikkappatta. Bhagna, broken, murikkappatta, nilathile veetappatta, nipatitam, shaktim, and the aayudhathai, drishtva paarthu, kopam adaindavan, krodha samanvitaha, kopam adaindavan, chamaraha, shulathai erindhan, shulam chikshepa, chamaraha, chamaraha, shulam chikshepa, samar, chamara, through, or really through his trident. When being endowed with the anger, having seen the broken weapon felled on the floor with anger, Chamara released again his shulam. They saw tadapi banehi achinati cuts. Achinati, she cut. She destroyed, or she broke. Achinati, she broke that trident also with her arrows. Banehi Devi sa tadapi achinati. Devi broke that shulam also with her arrows. Bhagnam shaktim nipatitam drishtva krodha samanvitaha chikshepa chamara shulam banai sadapi sa achinati. So Devi tadapi achinati. Devi broke even that weapon shulam also, which he released again. We sent again. He threw again. Is it clear? Okay.
Tata simma samutpatya gaja kumbhantare tata sthitaha. Tata simma samutpatya gaja kumbhantare sthitaha. Bahu yuddhena yudhe teno chaistadasharina.
Tataha, thereafter, simhaha, no, the Devi's vehicle, simha, the lion, samutpatya, see, patati falls, utpatati, samutpatati means jumps. Samutpatati means jumps. Patati falls. Utpatati falls from above. Samutpatati jumps. Samutpatya, having jumped. Jumping, having jumped. Tataha, thereafter. Simhaha, samutpatya. The lion just falling. Lion having jumped. Gajakumbhantare sthitaha. See, Gajakumbhantaram means, this is in the middle of the head of elephant. Gajakumbha means that, see, elephant has two kumbhas. Okay? Gajakumbhantare, antara means the middle. So remaining in the middle of the head, elephant's head. This lion having jumped and is remaining in the middle of the elephant's head. Gajakumbha antare sthitaha, remaining in the middle of the elephant's head. Tena tridasharina, with that also, lion also fought against that demon. Tridasharina, tena tridasharina, simhaha yudhe, ucchaihi. Ucchaihi means what now? Vehemently. That lion also, having jumped, remaining in the middle of the elephant's head, fought with that demon vehemently. Tataha simhaha samutpatya gajakumbhantare sthitaha tena tridasharina ucchaihi bahuyuddhena yudhe. How Bahu Yuddha means what? Bahu Yuddha means like this. Okay? It's called Bahu Yuddha. Mushti Yuddha is called Bahu Yuddha. Okay? With his, even lion had a fist, I don't understand. Okay? Lion fought with the Devi, that fought with the demon with a fist. Vehemently fought. Uchaihi Bahu Yuddhena Yude. Tataha Simhaha Samutpatya Gajakumbhantare Sthitaha Tena Tridasharina Uchaihi Bahu Yuddhena Yude. Got it?
Yudhyamano Tatastautu Tasman Nagan Mahigatau Yudhyamano Tatastautu Tasman Nagan Mahigatau Yudhateti Samrabdhaur Yudhateti Samrabdhaur Praharairati Darunaihi Yudhateti Samrabdhau Yudhateti Samrabdhau Prahareirati Darunaihi Yudhyamano Tatastautu Tasman Nagan Mahigatau Yudhateti Samrabdhau Prahareirati Darunaihi. No Tataha. Again thereafter Tataha. Repeat rate is coming. Thereafter, whereafter, after, when this lion also jumped and sitting, remaining in the middle of the head of the elephant, lion also vehemently fought with his fist against the demon. Then yudhyamano tataha tau. Tataha, again thereafter, tataha, tau yudhyamanau, tau yudhyamana, yudhyamanaha, one who is fighting, tau yudhyamanau, those both who are fighting, tau yudhyamanau, the demon and the lion, yudhyamanau, tasmat nagat mahim gatau. Tasmat nagat. Nagaha, I told you, elephant. Tasmat nagat. Mahim gatav. Mahi means earth. Jumping from the elephant to the earth. He jumped that both this lion and the demon, both of them, jumping from the elephant to the earth. Nagat mahim gatav. Mahim gataha means he jumped on the earth. Mahim gatav. Bhumiyai adaindavan mahim gataha. Mahi means earth. Mahim gataha. One who has reached the earth. Mahim gataha. So mahim gatav. Why these both were sitting on, first they were on the elephant only. Therefore, this both lion and the demon jumped on the floor from the elephant. Ati samrabdhau. See, samrabdaha means angry. Ati samrabdaha, very angry. Okay? Means ati samrabdhau ended with the great anger. Both lion also was angry and also the demon also was angry. Ati samrabdhau. Ati darunaihi praharehi yudhaha. Ati darunaihi, very frightening, highly frightening. Praharehi, prahara means with a striking, with a highly frightening striking. Yudhate, they both fought. Who both fought? The demon Chamaraha and Devi's vehicle, lion, they both fought. Okay, striking
vehemently striking, forcefully striking, ati darunaihi praharehi, highly forcefully, forceful, with highly forceful striking, they fought against each other. Yudhate, they fought. Who? These two, lion and the demon. How did they fight? Having jumped from the elephant to the earth, and they fought against each other vehemently, very forcefully. Tataha yudhyamanau tau tu tasmat nagat mahim gatau ati samrabdau ati darunehi praharehi yudhaha. Tataha pirahu yudhyamanau tau por purihindra viruvargalum aviruvarum தஸ்மாத் நாகாத் மஹீம் கதௌ, யானையின் சிறையில் யானையின் தலையிலிருந்து பூமி மஹீம் கதௌ பூமியில் இருந்து கொண்டு யானையின் தலையிலிருந்து பூமியில் பூமிக்கு வந்தவர்களாக அதி சம்ரப்தௌ மிகுந்த கோபமடைவர்களாக அதி தாருணேகி மிகவும் கொடியதான பிரகாரேகி யுதாக. They fought striking each other vehemently. Okay. Tato vegat khamutpatya, tato vegat khamutpatya, nipatya chamrugarina, tato vegat khamutpatya, nipatya chamrugarina, karaprahare nashiras tamarasya prathakrit, kṛtam tato vegāt kham utpatya, tato vegāt kham utpatya, nipatya ca mṛgārinā, nipatya ca mṛgārinā, karaprahārena śiras tāla, karaprahārena śiras chāmarasya pṛthakṛtam. Tataha, thereafter, vegat, very quickly, vegat is an adverb, vegat, vegena, very quickly, very fast, kham utpatya, kham utpatya, mean what now, kham utpatya, nipatya cha. So, kham utpatya means having jumped from the sky, kham means space, kham utpatya, okay, having jumped in space, the nipatyacha, okay, having nipatyacha, having fallen here, mrigarina karaprahareena, mrigarihi, here mriga arihi means, mrigarihi also means lion here. Because enemy of the deer, okay, arihi means enemy. Mrugaha arihi yasya. Very nice, huh? Mrugaha arihi yasya saha mrugarihi. Mrugaha means deer. The enemy of the deer. Lion is called enemy of the deer. Mrugarihi. Why? Because always lion wins in eating the deer. Therefore, mrugarihi. Lion who is known as mrugarihi. Enemy of the deer. So this mrigarihi, this lion, enemy of the deer. Now it is lion only. Lion. By this lion, vegat khamutpatya nipatyacha, having jumped in the sky and also having fallen on this earth, karaprahareena, just by striking with her hand, karaprahareena, kayinudaya adithalaleye, karaprahareena, by striking with the hand, okay, shiraha, chamarasya shiraha prithakritam, chamara's head was cut separately. Okay, cut into two. Chamara's head was cut. Okay, he has gone. How karaprahareena, now with the forceful fist of the striking, okay, the forcefully striking him with the fist, karaprahareṇa asya shiraha pratakritam, his head was made separate.
Tato vegat khamutpatya nipatya chapmagarina karaprahare nashiras chamarasya prathakritam. Udagrascharane devya shila vrikshadibirhataha danta mushtita laischaiva danta mushtita laischaiva karalascha nipatitaha udagrascharane devya katham udagrascharane devya shila vrikshadibirhataha danta mushtita laischaiva karalascha nipatitaha.
Now rane in the battle, devya by devi, shila vrikshadibihi, shila stone, vriksha tree, adibihi by etc. So with stone tree etc, which is so stone tree etc, that devi
danta mushtita laischaiva karalascha nipatitaha.
So Rane, in the battle, Devya by Devi, Shila Vrikshadibihi. Shila means stone, Vriksha tree, by etc. With etc. So with tree, stone, etc. Kal, Maram, Mudaliyavehalal, Devyanaval, Apporil, Udagraha cha, Udagraha, another demon, Udagrascha, Hataha. So the demon known as Udagraha, demon known as Udagraha, who was in the army of Mahishasura, Udagraha cha Asuraha, the demon known as Udagraha, Hataha, was killed. Udagraha cha Hataha, the demon called Udagraha was killed by what? Okay, by Devi. How was he killed? By throwing stone, tree, etc. Danta mushti talaihi cha karalascha nipatitaha. Then another demon called Karalaha. So Udagraha, Karalaha. See, in verse, this verse, the two demons are mentioned. Udagraha, Karalaha. These two were killed. Karalaha nipatitaha. Karala also was felled. Nipatitaha. How? Danta mushti talaihi. Danta mushti talaihi. Danta means with the teeth. Mushti with the fist. Talam means with this palm. So, with the palm, with the teeth, and with fist. Danta mushti talaihi. Dantaihi with the teeth. Mushtibihi with the fist striking. Talam means with the palm. So, with all this, that demon known as Karalaha was felled by Devi. So, Devi, those demon, Udagraha and Karalaha, both were killed. First, Udagraha was killed with pieces of stones and tree, etc. Whereas, Karala was killed with the fist, okay, with the hand, sorry, with the fist, the teeth, and also with palm, striking him like he was felled. So, poor Rane Devya, Devya Rane in the battle, Shilavrikshadvihi Udagraha Hataha. Devya Udagraha Hataha. Udagraha was killed by Devi. Where in the battle, Rane? Katam Shilavrikshadvihi. With the tree, stone, etc. Then Karalaha cha. Also the demon called Karala. Danta Mushti Talehi Eva Nigaditaha. Nigaditaha. Anipatitaha. Nipatitaha. He was felled, means he was killed. Nipatitaha. Beetapattan. Nipatitaha. He was felled or he was killed with what? With the teeth, with the fist and with the palm. Now you have got two more demons gone. Devi kruddha gadapatai sturnayama sachodhatam. Devi kruddha gadapatai sturnayama sachodhatam. Bashkalam bhindi palena banai stabram tathandhakam. Devi kruddha gadapatai sturnayama sachodhatam. Bashkalam bhindi palena banai stamram tathandakam. So Devi kruddha. Kruddha Devi kruddha asuraha. See the participle used as an adjective here. Kruddha means angry. Kruddha, angry person. Kruddha, angry she. Kruddha Devi, angry Devi. Who was very angry. Gada Pataihi Uddhatam. See, Uddhataha is the name of another demon. Uddhataha. Like Karalaha, Udagraha, Chamaraha. Now you're listening to a new demon's name, okay? All very powerful demons are killed here now. Who other demon now? He is called Uddhataha. Uddhataha. This demon called Uddhataha also. Gadapatehi. Gadapata means what? The striking of mace, okay? The striking of many strikings of mace. Gadanam patehi. The strikings of mace. This Uddhatam also. Bindipalena. Bindipalaha means javelin. With the javelin, Bashkala. See, Devi killed all of them, okay? Very angry. Kruddha Devi. Churnayamasa. Kruddha Devi Churnayamasa. See, she powdered. She had powdered. What is the verb here? Churnayati. Churnayati powders. Churnayati powders. Okay? Making it into pieces. Cutting, destroying them into pieces. Very nice. You'll all be freed. You can, we'll be relieved today, okay? A lot of demons are killed today. So, Churnayati powders makes, cuts them into many, very tiny pieces. The Churnayati, Podiyakkiran, Podikkiran. So, Churnayamasa had powdered, okay? Means had destroyed. Who? Devi. Kidrushi Devi. Kruddha Devi, angry, who was very, Devi who was very angry, powdered. Whom? Three demons. Uddhakam, Bashkalam, Tamram, Andhakam. The four demons are mentioned. First is Uddhataha. Uddhataha, demon number one in this verse. Then Bashkalaha, second demon. Tamraha, third demon. Andhakaha, fourth demon. Devi powdered all these four demons, main demons. How? Gadapataihi uddhatam. With the strikings of mace, she killed, she powdered uddhata. Then bindipalena bashkalam. She killed bindipalaha. She killed bashkala with the javelin. By throwing the javelin against Bindipalena, by javelin, she killed Bashkala. Tatha Banaihi Tamram. And she killed Tamraha, the demon called Tamra, with the arrows. Then finally, Andhakam, Andaka is another demon, Andaka. So with the arrows, she killed Tamara and Andaka. So she used the striking of fist, okay? This many strikings of fist, she killed Uddhata. And with the javelin, she killed Bhaskala. And with the arrows, she killed Tamara and Andaka. Okay, all of them. How did she kill? Churnayamasa, she had powdered. Podiyakkinal avargalai. Tamil eppadi solradhu? Krudha Devi, migundha kobamudaivalana Devi, Gada Pathaihi, Gadayinal, Gadayinudaiya adigalale, Uddhatham engindravan, Uddhathanaiyum, and the eritinale, Bhaskalanaiyum, Banangalale, Tamran Andakkan iruvarayum, Churnayamasa, Podiyakkinal. Devi Krudha Gada Patai Churnayamasa Chodhatam Cha Uddhatam Bhaskalam Bhindipalena Banais Tamram Tathandhakam. One more stop, okay? Ugrasya Mugravirancha. Ugrasya. Next one is Ugrasyam Ugravirancha. Tathai Vachamahanam. Trinetra Chatri Sholena Jaghana Parameshwari. Now you will enjoy very simple verses. She killed three people. Who are they? Ugrasyam, Ugrasyaha is one demon. Then Ugravirya, another viran. Mahahanuhu, okay? Mahahanu is another demon who has a very big prominent chin. Mahahanu, like Hanuman, it's a Mahahanuhu. All three of them. Devi killed. How? Jaghana Devi killed them, destroyed them. Who? Parameshwari. How? Trishulena with her trident. Who? Trinetra Parameshwari is three-eyed Devi with her trident killed Ugrasya, Ugravirya and Mahahanuhu. Ugrasyam, Ugravirya'm Tatha Mahahanum Evacha Trinetra Parameshwari Trishulena Jaghana. See, Trinetra Parameshwari, three-eyed great Lord Devi, Trishulena with the trident, Jaghana had killed whom? Three demons. Who are they? Ugrasyam, Ugravirya'm, Mahahanum, Tatha Mahahanum Cha. She killed all these three big demons with her only one weapon called trident. Trishulena, Trinetra Parameshwari, Mukkangalude Parameshwari, the Shulatinale, Ugrasyanayum, Ugranayum, Ugravirianayum, Mahahanayum, Kondral. Ugrasyam, Ugravirianca, Tathai Vachamahanum, Tatha as well, Cha and Mahahanum. Trinetra Parameshwari Trishulena Jaghana Bidalas. Okay. I should thank all of you to be part of this Devi Mahatma. I really want a philosophical class. But I thought, let me tell you the story first. Okay, but this is the story once at least. You must do the story complete. I wanted to know every word broken. So every word breaking each compound. Break into many words, understand the meanings. Then we can see that other meaning also. And we can get more fresh by then. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.